This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're okay this afternoon, even if you've got your exam results. Now, do you remember yesterday we busted a guy called Nick, who broke up with his girlfriend because he said he needed to be true to himself and he told her that he was gay. So we called him up to find out if he really was gay or whether he was saying it just to get out of the relationship. It went like this. You're not a friend of Dorothy?
No, I don't think so.
Several questions. And you don't like a puff yourself, no? You don't smoke?
No.
That was a no. Are you batting for the other side?
No, I'm not batting at all.
The whole thing, if you missed it, is available on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. So basically, he blatantly is not gay at all. Just said that to get out of it. However, I think this story, is even worse than that. And I thought that was bad. Hello?
Hello.
You don't want to give your name, do you?
Best not to.
Okay, right. I need the story. Tell me from the start.
Okay, I kept getting random telephone calls on my mobile phone. It turned out to be this girl's faulty answer machine. Her answer machine was diverting to my phone.
Right.
I managed to contact the girl. We got chatting, we got flirting over texts and emails, and she started sending me letters and pictures.
But she wasn't supposed to be contacting you?
No. It was just a random sort of act of luck, as it were. And so we got in contact, started talking to each other and emailing and texting and ringing, and we were flirting with each other. But it was really going nowhere fast. I didn't really want anything else to do with it, to be honest.
Well, you didn't even know her, really, did you?
No, she was all right in the photos, right? But no, I didn't really want anything else to do with her, to be honest.
Okay.
One night in the pub, she just texted me randomly. I was with a few friends. I explained to them what was going on and how it wasn't really interested anymore. A mate of mine took the phone off me and said, "Yeah, I'll sort it out." Basically texted her and told her that I died.
Right. So your mate texted her,
yep,
and said that you were dead.
Basically, yes.
And then what happened after that?
Afterwards, he carried on texting her, and he carried on emailing her. He then pretended that I'd spoke about her quite a lot, and wondered if she'd like to come to the funeral.
So you faked your own death?
Yes.
And then organised your own funeral?
Yes. Basically, my friend arranged the time and date and said, "Would you like to come?" She said yes, and we thought, no, there's no way she'll turn up. We were even running a book on whether or not she'd turn up. The day came, we were all sat in a pub very close to the church, and she actually turned up.
But whose funeral was it?
It was, we didn't think anyone was going to be there, but there was another funeral on that day. So as she was waiting outside, all the mourners who were turning up, she was chatting to them as well.
I'm actually speechless for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So she went to someone else's funeral thinking that it was your funeral because your mate told her that you were dead.
Yes. She came out after about 10 minutes. I think she must have realised after the vicar stood up and says, "We are here, gathered because of this person," and when it wasn't me, I think she must have realised, and they both left the church after about 10 minutes of being in there.
And you were watching all this from the pub over the road?
Yeah.
And laughing?
At the time, yes.
How long ago was this?
6 years ago now, probably. 5-6 years ago.
Do you feel even slightly bad about what you've done?
Yes, very much so.
I thought about
it quite a lot, and I'm extremely guilty and extremely ashamed of what I did. It's not the nicest thing to have done.
So does she still think you're dead?
No, we actually rang up afterwards.
Rang who?
We rang the girl afterwards and says, "You know, surprise, I'm not dead." And that didn't go down too well. And that was the last I heard of her.
What is? Did you ring her yourself?
Yeah, because I felt guilty. After her coming out of the church and looking even more upset, I rang her just to go, "Surprise," but that didn't go down too well, so...
Well, it would have probably shocked her a lot.
I'd imagine it did, yeah.
Was it like she quite literally seen a ghost?
She didn't know what to say for a good few minutes.
You're a bad, bad man.
I am very bad, very ashamed.
So if that girl is listening now, right?
Yep.
The girl that you sent messages to and flirty texts, and the same girl that turned up at your fake funeral.
Yep.
What have you got to say to her?
I'm really, really sorry. It was a stupid thing to do, and I'm just really sorry.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's 5:17. That was Ghostface Killah and Neo and Kanye West. Now, you know we do these calls with call centres from time to time. We play the on-hold game with them because they annoy you a lot. We get emails about them all the time saying that they cold call you all times of day and night. And then, when you actually want something and you're trying to get through to them, they don't answer and put you on hold for flipping ages. So that's why we do these. Bit of revenge for you. Thank you very much to Nick off of Leicester who has sent me this on email. Listen to this. This is actually making me feel quite sorry for call centres today. Listen to this poor guy and listen to how angry the customer gets.
What the hell do you want?
We're calling today to ensure you're getting the best value and service.
If it is phone, call up your and get me off this. This is an ex-directly phone.
Okay.
We pay the bills, now get the off my phone line. Do you understand?
I understand, sir.
Good. Right. We'll make sure it's down and don't ring me again.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll come and swing your scrawny neck and I'm in physically.
No, no problem.
Do you comprehend?
Yeah, all it takes is a couple of seconds.
I'll cause you to go.
No problem.
Do you comprehend?
Yeah, no problems. Thank you.
Good. Don't ever ring again.
Right. Thank you for your time then, sir.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on Radio 1, he's back by popular demand. He's our football guru. It's Lloyd. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Not spoken to you for a while.
I've really missed speaking to you guys.
Have you?
Yeah.
So have we. That's why we wanted you on today.
Yeah.
How did you do in your A-level results?
Me? Fantastic.
What'd you get?
Two A's and a B.
That's very good, isn't it? Well done. You're only 10.
Too kind.
That is a joke, obviously, Lloyd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon you could probably handle A-levels, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the football season, Scott?
I am, actually. Yes.
Are you still watching football?
Yeah, I'm keeping my hand in. I saw a bit of it last night. Beckham didn't play, did he?
No.
4-0, eh?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. If you haven't heard Lloyd before, he was the person that was teaching me all about the World Cup while it was on. He's only 10, but he knows more about football than me and Laura put together, that's for sure. Now, there's a slight problem, right?
Yeah?
When the season starts,
mm-hmm.
Who am I going to support?
Liverpool.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course I would.
But I should be true to my hometown of Southampton.
Yeah.
But they're not in the Premiership, are they?
No.
Have you ever thought about supporting Portsmouth? Because
no
that's quite near
way.
You, isn't it?
No. Imagine if I supported Portsmouth, what they'd say when I went home.
I'm only saying
I wouldn't
it.
Come out alive.
I'm only saying it because James took me up the Spinnaker once and I really liked it.
Is that weird tower that they put up?
Yeah, and you can see
which is
out.
Supposed to be finished for the millennium.
Yeah, that's the
but
one.
It's finished now.
Yeah.
6 years later, yeah. Oh, right. I'm not supporting Portsmouth, no way. What do you think, Lloyd?
No, you shouldn't.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to know for the start of the season, Lloyd?
Well, last night, England played Greece in a friendly at Old Trafford. England have a new manager, Steve McLaren, and a new captain, John Terry, for them. Last night, they took the team into a new era and a new direction.
It's good to speak to you again, Lloyd.
Yeah.
What have you been getting up to on your holidays?
Well, I've been really busy practicing my football to try and get into the team next year.
Which team?
The school team.
Okay.
Don't you remember he got into the B team once?
Yeah.
But that's because everybody was off sick.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, Lloyd.
It's okay.
No. Okay, so you're hoping to get in the main team, yeah?
Yeah.
Lloyd?
Yeah?
Have you seen much of your girlfriend the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, is that off? I'm sorry.
Yeah, and what's this about James moving in, Laura?
Don't have a go at me.
How do you feel about that, Lloyd?
I thought I had a chance.
Hang on a second. You've just completely swerved the question. What's happening with your girlfriend? Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Are you still seeing her?
Yeah.
Okay, what was her name again?
I don't want to say.
All right. How many months has it been now?
Long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
Are you is it serious?
Yeah.
So you think she likes you, yeah?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't, though? Do you know what I mean? What we could do, though, if she does ever dump you, yeah?
Yeah.
Remember One Night with Laura, where we went around the country on a big bus, searching for Laura's love?
Yeah.
We could do One Night with Lloyd.
Yeah.
Like a junior edition.
Yeah.
So, do you want us to go ahead with this, finding you true love thing, or do you want to stick with what you've got at the moment?
Go ahead with it.
You want us to do that?
Yeah.
Because it worked for Laura. Look, she's moving in with him now.
Yeah, but he didn't win.
He didn't win, but we still found her love.
He's a loser.
Stop it. That's her actual boyfriend you're talking about there.
A loser.
Okay, well, we'll be in touch about that, maybe, Lloyd, all right?
Okay.
It's really good to speak to you again.
Okay, can I just say congratulations to my oldest brother with 4 Bs and congratulations to Ewan with 4 As and a distinction in his extended history exam.
Wow. Is Ewan your brother, one of your brothers?
No.
Who's
Ewan? Ewan's my mum's godson.
Okay. Well done to them, that's really
Jack's
good.
Jack's my brother.
Okay,
Jack's
cool.
My brother.
Listen, Lloyd, it's been great to speak to you again. Let's do it more over the football season, yeah?
Okay.
All right, see you soon.
Love
ya. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, a bit of an update for you now. We did this random act of kindness for a little girl called Molly back in November last year. A guy called Andy sent me an email. Now, he's a good friend of Molly's family. And Andy explained to us back then that Molly was just 6 years old and she'd been really, really very ill for 2 years. Molly was first diagnosed with cancer when she was just a little girl of 4 years old. But she got through all that, and just at the point when they thought they'd be given the all clear, they were told the cancer had come back once again. Now, at this time, when we spoke to her back in November, Molly was really very ill, so Andy said she kind of needed something to even temporarily put the smile back on her face. So we rang up Molly, and we surprised her while she was in hospital after her last big bout of chemotherapy. She was kind of in a room in the hospital all by herself, feeling not the best, so we decided she truly, truly did deserve one of our random acts of kindness.
Hello.
Hello, is this Molly?
Yes.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
My name's Scott, and I'm calling from Radio 1. Do you know Radio 1?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, listen, Andy's got in contact with me because he says that, you're having a bit of a tough time lately. And, you're in hospital right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. What's been happening today, Molly?
I've had an x-ray. And the radio lady's here with me now.
Okay. Now, Molly, someone's told me that you like CBeebies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you watch it a lot?
Yeah. I'm watching it now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of your favourite programmes on CBeebies?
Tweenies.
So you like the Tweenies, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
I've got someone here that wants to have a quick word with you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
So make sure you have a nice chat, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm passing them over now. Here we go.
Is that Molly?
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Jake.
It's Jake from the Tweenies. Hello, how are you?
All right.
Ah, what's so funny? Why are you giggling? What's so funny? Molly, it's lovely to talk to you. Are you in the hospital at the moment?
Yeah.
And are they looking after you at the hospital?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Molly, I would like to invite you to come to the show and then meet us after the show. Would you like that?
Yes.
Oh, great. Then you can meet all of my friends like Milo and Fizz. Oh, and Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what about Doodles? Do you like Doodles?
Yes.
But do you know who sorted this all out for us?
No.
Do you know Andy?
Yeah.
It's him. He sent me an email.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to say thank you to him? Because if he hadn't sent me an email, this wouldn't be happening now.
Mm.
So here he is. Hang on.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, was that good speaking to the tweenies?
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
That's all right, Molly. We all love you very much.
I love you too.
So that was Molly when she really wasn't very well at all late last year when we spoke to her. Now, loads of you all the time sent emails and texts asking how she's been getting on, and we can find out. Let's speak to Molly's mum. It's Emma. Hiya.
Hi.
You right?
Yes, thank you.
So tell us, how's Molly getting on then?
Yeah, she's doing really well. We've had a CT scan and it was clear. We go again in September to Edinburgh. We have them every 3 months now for scans. And at the moment, she's doing really well.
Excellent, because, I mean, we've got a lot of people every day asking us on the text and on email how she's getting on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's she been up to?
Well, she's back swimming now, and she started back horse riding, and she's got loads of unruly curly hair now. Just doing normal things that normal children do, having a really good time, really good summer holiday.
Because she lost her hair, didn't she, while the treatment was on?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Right, so that's all back?
Yeah, really curly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because she was very ill last time we spoke to her, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. We're going through high-dose therapy for the last time we spoke to you, which wasn't very nice for her.
Yeah.
But she come through that, and, well, she's just come on leaps and bounds ever since then.
Wow.
We've had a few set, mummy. She's had shingles and a bad ear infection since we spoke to you, but she's got over that. She's a strong little thing, bless her.
She's brave, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's very brave, bless her.
She's come through a hell of a lot.
Yeah, she has. But she just seemed to take it in a stride and did really well.
That is fantastic news. We are all genuinely pleased. We really are.
Yeah.
So what does the future hold now then?
We have to go every 3 months now for chest x-rays and ultrasounds just to check that everything's right. She won't get the all clear until 5 years. I mean, first year's the worst risk sort of stay, and then from there up till 5 years, and then she'll get the all clear after 5 years. So just keep our fingers crossed for 5 years.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's all good at the moment.
Yeah.
You must be quite relieved.
Yes. You could see her now. You wouldn't know that she'd been poorly for 2 years. She's grown 2 inches, and they said that she wouldn't because the radiotherapy going across the spine twice. And just Scott Mills, Molly. And she's doing really well.
That's excellent news.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's running around all over the place.
Yes, she is, yeah. Roll on the summer holidays, that's what I say.
Can I have a word with her?
You can indeed. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Scott.
Hello.
Molly.
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott from Radio 1.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay.
Do you remember when we called you up and it was Jake and Doodles?
Yeah.
Did you go and meet them?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, Sarah Jane and Justin producted it.
They what?
They were on stage first.
Right.
And then Andy Pandy came up.
Yeah.
And just waved at us and then boo. But Justin couldn't see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it was a good day, was it?
Yeah.
Because you were very surprised and quite excited when you spoke to him on the phone, weren't you?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
I'm doing a show on the radio now.
Oh.
Yeah. Exciting, eh?
Yeah.
How are you feeling at the moment, Molly?
Fine.
Because you went through quite a few nasty kind of things, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Horrible.
Was it? But you're feeling better now?
Yeah.
That's good news. Your mum says you're horse riding and your hair's back and everything.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of getting back to normal.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, we just want you to know we think you're a really, really brave little girl, okay?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know that we're still thinking about you.
Thank you.
And we are really, really glad that you're doing good.
Okay.
All right?
Scott, thank you for letting me talk to the tweenies.
That's okay, no worries. Listen, it's really good to talk to you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, we're still thinking of you and we will speak to you again soon, all right?
Okay.
Glad you're okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.